Hello, everybody, and welcome to our Sweet Spot kickoff call. This is kickoff call number 2. We had our first one last night. I expect that this one will be a little quieter because it's midday and a lot of folks are working, but we already have quite a number of people in, so that's always good. So what I want to do is really just take a moment right now to welcome you, to the program, and to let you know that you made an amazing decision to take care of yourself. There's tens of thousands of people who actually watched all my videos and all who didn't sign up because either they're not ready or they don't need it or they're scared. And you guys had the courage to sign up, and I really am impressed with that. So I'm glad you're here. We're going to make this experience so worth your while, and you're going to get the opportunity to get walked through by me and my team through an amazing journey into your own health. So the purpose of these kickoff calls is to get you oriented to the program, to what to expect, and also to decrease the feeling of overwhelm. A lot of people come to programs like this, and part of the physical issues stems from a stress response in the body. And you've been like that maybe your whole life, that hyper-stressed, easily stressed, and we're going to help you to bring that down. So I don't want any of our calls or any of our activities to be things that contribute to your stress or overwhelm. I want them to be things that take away from it. So we're going to start today. After I get Lynn in to give you a little housekeeping, last night we had a lot of folks on the call who hadn't done this sort of a web call before and were confused about how to see the slides, et cetera, et cetera. So what we're going to do is have Lynn come on. I'm going to introduce Lynn because you're going to see a lot of Lynn throughout the program. And I'm going to have her just make sure that everybody has the ability to see my slides and to hear my voice and knows where to put questions in. So she's just going to give you like a short tour. So these are the calls, and this is the forum, the platform that we're going to be using for all of our calls together. And I promise you, after 2 or 3 of them, you will, you know, it'll be like brushing your teeth. It's just automatic. But if you're not sure, there's a lot of little options and possibilities with pressing this or pressing that, or where do I put the questions, et cetera, et cetera. So Lynn's going to do some housekeeping. So I want to introduce you to Lynn. You'll see a lot of Lynn. She's been answering some of your journals. She's been answering some questions in the Facebook group. Lynn came to me about 4 years ago as part of my nutritional endocrinology practitioner training. She's certified in nutritional endocrinology. She's certified in insulin resistance, and she's certified in digestive mastery. So she's got a lot of certifications from a clinical side, but she's also has that nurturing, and she's also very technically oriented. So she's got this great combination of qualities that are going to help you to succeed in the program. Plus, she cares deeply, deeply cares about each and every one of you, wants to make sure that you get what you need. So she's going to be on the call. She's going to be in the chat. She'll answer a lot of questions so that I don't have to. Like, she just knows the answer, and she'll put the answer in the chat. And on things that she feels more like she wants me to say out loud, so it's on the recording, she'll leave those questions to me, and she helps me through all these things. So she's going to get you started with some of the technical stuff in this platform, because I just see it from the back end. She sees it from both ends. So, Lynn, I'm going to open up your line if it's not already open. I'm going to open up your line. There we go. There you go. So, guys, this is Lynn DeVere Johnson from Iowa.
Yes. Hello. And today it's not snowing. For which I'm very grateful. So welcome, everybody. I'm really pleased to get to see you on this particular platform. I know, as Dr. Reed-Marie said, I have answered some of your journals or other assessments that you posted, as well as on the Facebook group. I do kind of pop in and out here and there, but everybody on the team does our best to have you feel supported and know that we all care. That's what drives us to do this program, is knowing that we all care about you. So you're not alone, you have this group of people, whether it's us on this end of the sphere with Dr. Rita Marie, as well as those if you are on Facebook and any other on this chat with the calls. We're all in this together, and it's really important that you realize that you are not alone in here, because sometimes it can feel like that. So as far as the technical stuff on here, when you click on the link that's in your email to come to this call, the first thing you'll see are three ways you can interact here. One is broadcast, one is web call, and one is the phone. And I personally choose the web call because that's what allows me to talk to Dr. Rita Marie. And when you click on that, it also will ask you to activate the slide. So right now, in that square area in the middle of your screen, if you're watching on a laptop or a computer, it may be the same as on an iPad or even your phone. It should just say the Sweet Spot Solution Kickoff Call with Dr. Rita Marie Lascalzo. As we go through later on, she'll be moving the slides, and you'll see that move along. You'll also see, Vanessa says, I can't see anything. All you should be seeing right now, you don't see people. You don't see me, Lynn, talking, or Dr. Rita Marie talking. You just see the slide that says the Sweet Spot Solution. Another thing that I thought of afterwards, after the call, was to see how what the resolution is, I guess, for your screen. So is it 100%? Is it 90%? Because that can change what you get to see. And then also on this screen that has the slide, you'll see where there's like a raised hand. So if you have a question or want to make a point on something, just click on that, and you'll even hear a little voice that says raised hand. You're so right, Sarah. There's no video. It's just slides. And I think that at this point, that's really it. I'm on the chat. I'll be answering your calls or your questions. If I feel it's something more technical, I'll make sure that Dr. Rita Marie sees it in the Q&A. So if you want to do that yourself, on the top where it says live chat, next to it, to the left of it says Q&A. And you can go in there and input your questions yourself. If you have to leave and want to listen to this call again before it shows up on the recording page, just go to the same link and you'll be able to listen to that again. So I think that's it for me. Are you
awesome.
Still there?
Thank you. Yes, I am. I've been watching the chat and answering questions there. So as I do that, Lynn, I just want to appreciate you because keeping up with all that stuff in the chat is a lot of work. So thank you for doing that on these calls. I also want to let you know that based on, you know, the feedback we got yesterday, that some people are, you know, not used to working in a membership site like we have, that we decided that Lynn is going to do two orientation site tour type calls just for anybody who wants to come. They will be recorded and we'll put them on the website as well. But great to get on there and be able to ask specific questions. So one of them is going to be on Friday and one of them is going to be on Saturday of this week. And I did send out an email yesterday or this morning about that. And we have email reminders going out every day until then to make sure that if that's something you need, that you can come to. She'll also, if anybody needs a demonstration of how these calls work, like she just described it, but if you're a very visual person and you need to see that, she'll be doing it. We're going to do it on a different platform because we anticipate those being smaller groups called Zoom. And Zoom will allow you to see each other if you want. You don't have to put your camera on, to see Lynn and also for her to share the screen So instead of me showing a slide presentation and guiding you through the site, she'll actually be able to take you there. And if you've been there and you have any questions about how this works or that, she can just go right to that page and support you in finding your way. So we have those two call schedules. If need be, if people can't make them, we can always schedule an evening call next week. We tried to do one on the weekend. Thank you, Lynn, for taking time out of your weekend to do it, because we know that, it gets busy during the week, and one on Friday. So watch your inbox, and you'll get a link, and all you have to do is click that link, and you'll be able to get on it. We're not giving you a phone number for it, because that kind of defeats the purpose, because if you can't see it, it's going to confuse you even more. So it needs to be something you're on the web to do, so you click the link. And with Zoom, you can do it on a mobile, you can do it on a phone even. Tiny, but you can do it on a phone, and you can do it on an iPad as well as a computer. So I wanted to make sure that you know that. As we go through the program, that's what we do. We observe what people need, and we add that in. Last year, we added in an emotional eating call, because that was what was up for so many people. I'm trying really hard, but the emotions get there, and I need to help with that. Okay, great, let's do it. Lynn's arranged for somebody to come in and do a tapping. How do you do tapping to help reduce the stress and manage your blood sugar better? And anything we see along the way, we're going to be bringing in extra people that have expertise in particular areas to help support you on this journey. So I'm excited to have you here today. I'm excited to be able to share all this with you and to be able to get going. And I love seeing the transformations and hearing the story. If you haven't already signed up for the Facebook group, go ahead and do that, and there's a link, and I'll show you in the site where you're going to find that. You might notice that the other day Marsha came on. Marsha is our Facebook coordinator. She welcomes everybody and all, and she posted her before and after pictures, and it was like even she was going, wow, did I really look like that last year? This is amazing. So the kind of transformations that you're going to see and feel in your body once you get to trust it, right? You trust and you take action. You trust and you take action. And you're not going to necessarily see the changes immediately. Like, you start to do this thing today, and by tomorrow you expect to see that, your blood sugar changed, your energy's better. No, it is a little bit of time. Anybody that's telling you on the web that just eat this magic food and just drink this magic potion, and all this, we used to call them snake oil salesmen until we discovered that actually snake oil has good sources of omega-3s, so it really isn't a hoax, but it's just a reputation. Like, those people run away from, because nobody has that ability to give you the one thing, okay? We're going to teach you how to revamp your life, your attitudes, your sleep, your relationships, so that you can actually facilitate that inner healer that everybody has inside. Guys, we have it inside. And as Jane said on one of our calls, she came in the program a couple of years ago, she said, I wanted to be able to control what got fixed first. She said, but my body had different ideas. I really wanted to get rid of this belly fat first. I didn't want to get rid of my fatty liver. And that's what it attacked first. So your body, your inner wisdom knows exactly what to do. And we had some questions on a Facebook group about thyroid, right? Let's get your blood sugar balanced, and magical things happen when you focus on that one thing that we're here to focus on, okay? But the one thing includes a lot of other stuff. So I'm going to go ahead and switch to some slides, and I'm going to try to show you some things and explain to you what's going on. But before we do that, we're going to do a little stress break. We're going to do a little mini vacation, is what I like to call them. In HeartMath, they call it a technique called quick coherence. And it's a technique that I teach you in the program. And I'm going to show you today how to get yourself started on some daily messages to remind you and keep you in the flow of the breathing and appreciation. And that's all that's involved in this technique. You don't have to sit in a yogi pose in the morning for an hour doing that to get your stress levels down. You don't have to. You can take 30-second stress breaks all throughout the day. And that's what's so freeing about the stuff we're going to teach here. 30-second exercise breaks, 30-second stress breaks, simple strategies to get it back, because you're already too overwhelmed. Life is just overwhelming out there, right? There's constantly new stuff to make you worry. And we're here to say, let's just create a safe space where we can let go of the worry and we can feel a trust in our body's ability to heal and our ability to guide you. We've been doing this program. This is our 9th year, okay? And some years we did it twice. I've been teaching this for 27 years in my practice, and it's just refined over the years. So I want you to just let go, trust the process. There'll be times when I'm going to say, Susie, that's a great question, and let's hold that for 2 weeks from now when we're at that point. But it's a great question, right? And I'm going to also ask you, how are you doing on the basics and the foundations? Because all of us are high achievers. We want to do it right. We want to do the best. And we get caught up and we forget about those simple foundational principles. So I'm going to always be bringing you back to those. And those are the magic, right? We said there wasn't a magic pill. There wasn't a magic potion. There isn't a magic supplement or food. But there is a magical healer inside of your body. And whatever you call it, whether you call it God or Source or Allah or Buddha, whatever that energy in your body that knows how to heal cuts and knows how to mend broken bones, it knows how to fix your metabolic disorders. And that's what blood sugar imbalance is. It's a metabolic disorder. And it knows we just have to get out of its way. And when we can get out of its way, which means, you know, stop feeding it things that are poisoning it. Start making sure you're covering all your nutritional bases. Make sure you're digesting your food. And make sure that you're eating things that support you and rebuild your liver and all these things, which you're all going to learn in our next 3 months together. Okay? So I just want everybody right now to take a long, slow, deep breath. Close your eyes if you want. If you're driving, don't. But you could still do this activity if you're driving. You just don't use the hand and the eye motions. So if you're not driving, you put your right hand over your heart, your left hand over your belly, and you take some long, slow, deep breaths. Just take a few. And the idea is, what they teach in yoga and meditation is that we breathe through the belly. So as you breathe in, nobody's watching, your belly is going to get bigger. Okay, I know women get very self-conscious about that. I don't want anybody to see my belly get bigger, so I'm going to hold my belly in while I breathe. Ah, no, not a good idea. Not good for you. So, okay, just take some breaths. Know that nobody's watching. We're not seeing you. Take some deep breaths. Allow your belly to expand. And then as you exhale, allow your belly to flatten out and deflate. What's happening is your rib cage, your diaphragm is raising up when you breathe out, and it's going down and filling with air as you breathe in. And as your diaphragm, which is right in the middle of your body, your torso, is pushing down, it's pushing your belly out, because all that beautiful new air that you're breathing in to your lungs. So go ahead and let's do two more of those at your own pace. When you breathe in fully. At the end of that breath in, if you can hold it for a couple of seconds before you breathe out, that even helps with the circulation. And then breathe out fully, breathe out long. And as you breathe out, feel your shoulders and your neck relax. Allow your shoulders to drop. You can wiggle them if you want to. You can move your head around and allow your neck to soften. But focus on that out breath. The out breath puts you into a state of the nervous system called parasympathetic. Rest, digest. Reproduce, heal, detox. That's all the things that happen in that calm parasympathetic part of your nervous system. The breathe in is more sympathetic, and sympathetic, think of it as like, I have to run from a tiger. I need more oxygen. I'm breathing faster. And we have to do that in the breath. But when you focus on that out breath, you focus on being in that parasympathetic healing state. Okay. So I want you to do that, and as I speak, just continue to breathe and continue to focus on your breath, but pay attention to your heart. Pay attention to the area around your heart and breathe as if you're breathing into your heart. You're breathing new air, new oxygen, new love into your heart. And I want you to think about something in your life or something in your fantasy even that brings you joy. A place, a beautiful place you love to visit or have visited in the past and would love to go back to. A beautiful place you've seen in pictures and movies that you'd love to visit. A situation with a loved one, gazing into a lover's eyes, staring into the eyes of your newborn, holding your cat in your lap, whatever it is that brings you relaxation and joy. I want you to do that right now. And just allow yourself to pretend you're really there, right? We can trick the nervous system into creating the chemical reactions to the situation you're thinking about without you ever having to be there. And guess what? That works in your favor, but it can also work against you. So let's start to move into a phase in your life where you're allowing that amazing nervous system quality to support you. So as for me, I'm at the beach. I'm looking out over the waves, the beautiful blue ocean, the beautiful clear sky, sun shining, a couple of little white puffy clouds. It's beauty that I'm seeing and I'm appreciating. I'm feeling this deep sense of appreciation. And so as you go to your place and you see the beauty, appreciate it. Feel that wow, gratitude for having that experience. And then as you look out on that scene, feel into it. What are the sensations on your skin? For me, it's the warmth of the sun and a little light breeze as it flickers by. What are you hearing? I'm hearing waves crashing. I'm hearing seagulls as they fly by. I'm hearing children gleefully laughing and playing. I'm smelling that salt air. What are you smelling? I'm smelling the beauty of the fresh, clean air and that saltiness. And even tasting. So as I'm on the beach looking at it, I'm walking out and I'm feeling the water against my legs, against my thighs, against my torso. And then I let myself float in it and I can taste it. So what are the tastes that are associated with your memory? The more of the senses that you bring into this memory, the more of the nervous system, the body system response you evoke. It shifts your hormones. It shifts your immune system. It shifts the enzymes in your body that break down food and that heal and that digest. It improves your circulation. It improves your heart. It improves your liver. And I'm not just making this up because, oh yeah, relaxation does that. The Institute of Heart Math has done studies on this. They hook people up to electrodes and they take them through this process and they've measured this. I've personally had people sitting in front of me where I've taken them through and had the blood pressure cuff on and watched the blood pressure drop. I've had situations where somebody was getting upset, took their blood sugar and it had gone up, brought them through this process, and the blood sugar dropped like 50 points. So this is an amazing process that you can do. I'm taking you through an extended version of it, but you can do this on your own. In 30 seconds, and that's what we teach you in the transforming stress piece that I'm going to share with you where to find. So many of you have already started it. So take a few more deep breaths in and really hone in on that experience and the appreciation that you feel for that. And I want you to project your attention to about 3 months in the future. You can go further out if that's easier for you. Sometimes 3 months is like, I can't make a lot of changes in 3 months, 6 months, a year. Where do you want to be? What does your body look like? What does it feel like? What's your energy like? How's your brain? How's your thought process? How's your life? This is what I want you to see. I want you to see yourself happy and whole. I want you to see yourself healed. I want you to see yourself in the body that you would love to be in. Now, if you've got 100 pounds to lose, it's not going to happen in 3 months. But you can set a goal for what will happen in 3 months. A realistic goal, 10 pounds. That's a very realistic goal, and you'll probably exceed it. Okay? What is it that your body looks like, feels like, acts like? And just vision it. And the more you vision it, the more you're setting the intention, the more you're going to stick to the process and keep yourself calm. You know, overwhelm is a common feeling. A lot of people that get their bodies into this hormonal imbalance do so as a result of a lot of stress and a lot of busyness in life and the feeling of overwhelm. I heard some people chatting read in the Facebook group the other day about, oh my God, I'm so overwhelmed, I feel so behind. And I wrote back and said, excuse me, but I don't know how you're behind. The program hasn't started yet. It starts on Tuesday, right? But just because there's this website there with all this great material, nobody expects you to go in and consume it in one day. Someday, maybe we can. We'll have these little chips. We stick them in our ear, and boom, all that data gets put into our brains, and we don't have to go through the motions. But for now, we go through the motions. And I'm going to show you how we've laid it out to be step by step by step by step. And just like each of your bodies is going to heal in its own order, at its own pace, that's how you're going to proceed through the modules and master. I'd rather you go through slowly and master one step at a time before moving on to the next. You've got access to this for over a year. You've got access to this Facebook group for over a year. Yeah, we're going to be having these calls once a week for 3 months, but you have access to so much support. You don't need to rush. That said, we're going to give you some timelines. We're going to give you some nudging to help you to stay on track and not like leave this off to the side while you go join another program to do something else. Right? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you to, if you feel overwhelmed in your body, like, where do you feel it? Like, oh my God, there's too much to do. I don't know if I can do it. I work full time. How can I do this? How can you not do this if you work full time? If you work full time, you have a busy life. We all have busy lives. But how can you put all of that above your health? The things that we're going to teach you are things that are practical strategies that are going to help restore your overall health. Habits that everybody should be doing every day of their life. Yeah, it's going to be a little more strict during the metabolic reset, but we're going to take you out of that and into creating that lifestyle that supports you day after day, week after week, month after month, and year after year to being your best self, to putting your best self foot forward. And, you know, a lot of us, I was born with genes that predispose me to get stressed out easily. And we look at that in other programs, genes and stuff. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'm so grateful for my heart math activities. I'm so grateful for my meditation and my exercise because they've helped me to not live out the anxiety in my genes. And we can all do that. It's just a matter of learning it, putting it into practice, having someone to bounce ideas off of, and just keep going and fine-tuning it. So I want you to breathe in a feeling of peace and calm. Then I want you to breathe out all the anxiety and overwhelm. Not that you're breathing it out forever. It will rear its head. It's going to remind you, oh, wait a minute. I don't need to get upset right now. And let me just say, you learned this in the 30-day stress transformation, but I'll reiterate, is that when you go into that overwhelmed stress mode, you turn off the part of your brain you most need in the moment. Because usually we go into that mode like, I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to do this. Where's my thing? I'm studying for a test, whatever it might be. And you need the part of your brain called the prefrontal cortex right in the beginning, right in the front. And it has that high-level thinking function. But when you get stressed, that turns off. And what turns on is the back part of your brain, the lizard brain, that fight, flight, I'm in trouble. So let's every time you feel yourself getting overwhelmed, stop yourself, notice, take a few breaths, go to your special place and move on. When people say to me, how was your day or how was your week? If I've had a particularly stressful day or week, my answer is, it was a great day. I went to the beach a lot. And when I say that, people who know me, who've taken my programs, people in my family, friends, they know that means, oh, she had a stressful day and she kept having to go back to the beach. So find that place that you can take a little vacation when you see that things are getting stressful, you feel yourself going into pattern, that you stop yourself and you breathe. No guarantees that it's not going to happen. It's going to keep happening. It still keeps happening to me, and I find myself in that place and I go, oh, wait, my tools. So this program is about you getting in touch with your inner healer, you creating balance inside of you so that you can live in the body of your dreams, so that you can live the life of your dreams. So go ahead, let's take one more long, slow, deep breath together. And on the in-breath, breathe in gratitude and appreciation for all those wonderful things in your life. And then on the out-breath, just let go of anger, frustration. And just allow yourself to heal from the inside out. And allow yourself to trust the process. And allow yourself to be imperfect, because you are, you will be imperfect, and you will make mistakes, and you will quote-unquote blow it. And you'll go, why did I do that? So, well, because I'm human and I'm imperfect. And I'm just going to go back and do it again. None of us is perfect. I just got finished a book called How to Be an Imperfectionist. The problem is we try to be perfect and it's impossible. And so then it creates this whole stress response. So, breath, if anybody wants to share, I can take one or two people that want to share. Just put your hand up, star two, and I'll just open up your line and you can just share what is it that you're letting go of and what is it that you're appreciating. And if you want to just type that into the chat, you can go ahead and type it there, and I'll go ahead and, you know, pick out one or two. And then I'm going to get started on our presentation. So I saw somebody writing confused. It's just spinning by. If you're feeling confused, I want you to take a few deep breaths, and I want you to trust that whatever that confusion is, it's coming from a place of wanting to do it right and getting a little confused, okay? Breath. Okay. Can we do apples and keto? They kind of raise my blood sugar. I'm going to get to questions, so I'm going to just address this question. There's no, you can do this and you can't do that. There's none of that here. Well, there is. There's some of the foods that are absolute red flags. Don't ever anybody eat them. But here you go. The whole point of this program is to figure out what you do and can and can't eat. If apples raise your blood sugar above 110, or if you're a diabetic and you're fasting blood sugar is like 140 and they raise it to 200, then it's not a good food for you. For now. And that's what we're going to be doing. All right? Marietta says, I'm letting go of the fear of being sick. Awesome. Love it. Yes. 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 Maddie, I'm trying to fast around 17 hours out of 17 and I'm feeling great, not so hungry all the time anymore. And you know, that seems counterintuitive, doesn't it, right? I'm fasting longer, but I'm less hungry. But that's because insulin is lower in your system and insulin creates all those cravings. So yeah, good job. All right, so I'm going to go ahead with my presentation because I want to honor your time. I know that it's the middle of the week and I have time constraints as well. So I want you to know that anything we talk about in this program is not intended to replace a one-on-one relationship with a qualified healthcare professional. It's definitely not medical advice. It's more me sharing from my knowledge and experience in over 27 years of clinical practice. I can't believe I feel like I'm 27 years old, but I've been practicing for that long and that was a second career. So I started late. So you can guess my age easily and I've been very open about sharing it, but I'm here to support you and educate you and guide you. But if you are on any medications under the care of a health practitioner for a particular diagnosed condition, please consult with them and let them know what you're doing, because almost guaranteed, if you're on medications like blood sugar, blood pressure, statins, et cetera, that your need for those is going to decrease. And I can't tell you to decrease those medications, and you can't decide that on your own. You need to go and talk to your doctor about that. So just, you know, work with somebody and says, look, this is what I'm doing. They may not agree with you, but there, that's it. So why you are here is so, so important. Is your commitment to what do you want? Do you want energy? Do you want your body to look better? Do you want to have emotions that aren't up and down and yo-yoing all the time? Do you want to be clear and sharp and focused and not like all over the place and losing your keys all the time? Do you want comfort in your body? Do you want joy in your life? Or success and prosperity and really being out there and making a difference, but somehow the body's holding you back? Or maybe you have some particular chronic illness that's already been diagnosed, or you have a family history and you just don't want to go down that path. That's what got me started. A number of these did. So whatever that is for you, you're in the right place here, as you know. And today we're going to be working through strategies for dealing with overwhelm. I just talked about it and I'll be weaving that throughout. We're going to talk about how to make a commitment to yourself and what is that cherished result. And then I want to go through the members area a little bit. How do you get started? Some of the resources there. And then if we have time at the end, we'll review what's going to happen during our 30-day metabolic reset. If not, we'll wait on that till next time because the metabolic reset is a ways away. And we're going to talk about how you start, how do you put it in action. It's going to be different for everyone. So as I'm going through some of the stuff in the members area, if I start to lose you because it is, oh, that's overwhelming, just know, don't worry about it. You'll have heard it. You can watch again, but you're going to go through step by step by step. So wherever you are, some people just joined us this morning and welcome. Congratulations, right? We reopened the registration because we had some email delivery services, which got me stressed and I had to do a lot of beach going during that. And people weren't getting our email. So we just left it open and we're closing it after this call. So you got in, great, thank you. The next thing is, why is that not moving? Ah, there we go. I want you to just really hone in and tune in to the magical aspects of getting to the root cause. That's magic. When you actually can look at the body and figure out why this thing is happening. A lot of times people ask me questions like, I have a stomach ache, I don't know why, what should I do? We have to find out why you have the stomach ache. I'm on thyroid medication, so I need to take this, so I'm constipated. Well, yeah, but let's look at why do you have a thyroid problem? We're looking at the root cause, because if you don't work at the root cause and you just do symptom relief, like take metformin to get your blood sugars to go down a little bit, that's not solving the problem. And actually, long term, it's actually hurting you because you think you're okay and you're still having damage inside the body. So we're here to help you get to the root cause and find your sweet spot, which I look at as that perfect balance where you feel energetic, clear, focused, and unstoppable. Your blood sugar is at the right level for you. People are asking a lot of questions like, what's the lowest it can go? It depends. For me, I've had my blood sugar go as low as 31. But I was on the fifth day of a fast and my ketones were 7. And we'll talk more about ketones later. But what it was is my body was getting fuel from fat. Didn't need the sugar to be high. But if your ketones are at 1 or 0.5 or non-existent and your blood sugar drops to 31, you're going to be in trouble. And you need to eat something to bring it back up because you don't have the source of fuel and your brain is not going to get fuel and it can be dangerous. So we're going to teach you this stuff. The only people that usually drop that low without the ketones going up are people who are on medication. And even that, I've worked with folks who have been on insulin and metformin, and even that, as their blood sugar started to drop, they didn't quite go to the 31, but their ketones came up. But that's where there's a concern. If you are on medication and your blood sugar starts to go below 80, then you need to go talk to your doctor about the dosage because it can quickly drop too far. And of course, you want to start managing this on your own. So you talk to the doctor about lowering that medication. Okay. So it's that perfect balance for you. Perfectly for me, I feel my best when my blood sugar is between like 65 and 75. That's where I just really feel clear and I don't feel hungry. I feel good. When my blood sugar goes too high, I get real hungry. If it goes too low and I'm not fasting, then I feel hungry. So we're going to help you get there. And it's the balance of all these five lifestyle elements. If you look at this little picture, it's right there in the middle where they all overlap in this Venn diagram. that almost was our logo, but somebody told me it was too math oriented and that people wouldn't get it. So I'm a math major. So I like that Venn diagram because all those five aspects come together and that middle is your sweet spot. That's where you feel good. That's where you're having the right amount of exercise and the right amount of sleep and all that. So when you're not in your sweet spot, like right now, you may be unfocused and foggy, but in your sweet spot, you're clear-headed and sharp. You might be tired now. In your sweet spot, you're going to be full of energy. When you get into your sweet spot, you're going to be comfortable and flexible instead of achy and stiff. And you're going to feel great instead of uncomfortable. Instead of out of balance, you'll feel balanced. Instead of hungry all the time, you're in control of your appetite and you feel satiated. And hunger is just another sensation. You go, oh yeah, I'm hungry. I've got to get to eat when I get an opportunity to do that. Instead of being dependent on caffeine to get you going in the morning, you're alert without stimulation. When I was in my 20s, I was drinking 10 cups of either black tea or Diet Coke or the combination of that all day long just to stay awake. I never perceived myself as a tired person because I was always on caffeine. I haven't had a cup of any caffeine other than a little bit of green tea here and there and some little bit of chocolate here and there for 33 years. And I am full of energy and alert, and I can think on my feet. That's what I want for you. Instead of out of shape, you're going to be fit. You're going to be whatever body you really thrive on. You're going to find that spot. And instead of in a career rut because your brain isn't on, you can have lots of opportunities. So this is what I want for you. This is what we're going for. And this is why we're working on getting you into what I call your sweet spot. So the key to living in your sweet spot is getting your blood sugar in balance. And that's what we're here for, is that so when you eat, your blood glucose rises, your pancreas secretes insulin, your insulin gets the sugar into the cells where the cells can make ATP, the mitochondria, and is ATP is the energy currency, you feel better, you are energized, then your blood sugar decreases as the insulin gets the sugar out. And then within a few hours, 4-6 hours, you start to get the hunger returning, and then you eat again. This is what I want for you. And the way we're going to do it is we're going to work on 5 steps, and these 5 steps overlap the lifestyle areas. We're starting with increasing insulin sensitivity. I'm going to share that with you when we get to the get your supplies section. We're going to help you decrease your insulin need, and that's where changing the foods that you eat and increasing the exercise and the sleep is going to help you need less insulin. We're going to help you to reduce inflammation. Because inflammation affects the insulin receptors and makes them more resistant and keeps you in the insulin resistant mode. We're going to help you optimize fat burning and lead muscle mass building. And the hormone called growth hormone will come into play here. And then we're going to minimize what I like to call the impact of the candy bar eating effect of stress. When you get stressed, when you're sitting there going, I don't know what to do. Your stress level goes up and your blood sugar goes up sometimes as much as eating a candy bar. And I remember having this experience once, and I wrote an email or a blog post about it. I was stressed about something. I lost it instead of going into my heart space. I started yelling and screaming. And guess what? I was like, oh, I wonder what my blood sugar is doing right now. So I tested it immediately and it was up to 150. Granted, this was not after eating a meal. This was like 3 or 4 hours since my last meal, and my last meal was like a smoothie or salad. I'm like, oh, I just had the effect of eating a candy bar without the fun. So I wrote an article, and it was an email, and I wrote it as the headline of the, I ate a candy bar today. And it, people were like, she ate a candy bar? She teaches all this stuff? Oh my God. It was like, well, not really, but that's what my blood sugar responded to. I got stressed. I forgot to use my techniques. Okay, so we don't want to, if we're going to eat a candy bar, if we're going to get the effects on our body of eating a candy bar, let's just eat the candy bar, not just get mad and start yelling. So that's important. And then the 5 areas, so those are the ones you see the Venn diagram again up there, right? We want balanced nutrition, consistent movement, low stress, restful sleep, optimal timing and rhythms. And I show you what the modules are. We're going to take you through. Initially, 1 or 2 little items in each of these areas that you can start right away. And then we're going to build on it and build on it and help you to get more and more in balance. So the way that the program works is it's 3 phases. Phase 1 is what we're in right now. We just started. Yay, May 1st. is preparation, observation, and testing. So we've got modules that I'm going to take you through where you're going to get prepared. You're going to start to organize your pantry and buy some supplies and just start to watch how your body's reacting to bad night of no sleep or stressful situations and particular foods. And then optionally, you're going to be testing. And I say optionally, but I highly encourage you to do it. Now, you may be scared of doing your own glucose testing. I see lots of you have already started, but I'm going to encourage you. And even if you're not, come and talk to us on one of these calls. We can talk you through it or have a conversation in the Facebook group with someone who was scared. And if some of you who are coming back, I mean, some of our coaches, if you can post in there, if that was you that you were scared about doing it, but then once you did it, you're like, wow, this is so great. I would love to have you do a post in the Facebook group, and then everybody else can comment in and you can feel supported and not so alone. Questions came up about lab testing. You're in Canada, you're in Bali, wherever you are, where the lab testing isn't as easy to get as here in the States, and you can't convince your doctor to do it. It's not mandatory. What we're looking for with testing is getting a baseline. So what is your hemoglobin A1C? What is your fasting insulin? What's your fasting glucose according to the lab at the start? But it's just like, it's a good feedback mechanism, and it helps you go, oh my gosh, I really do need to do this program. Or it helps you to have a baseline, similar to measurements and those sorts of things, which we encourage you to do as well. So that's some of the stuff, too, that you're going to do, is observing but measuring your body and, you know, doing a symptom assessment. I'll show you how to get to that. Once we've gotten that, we figured out what foods are causing us to either have the sugar go up or there's other symptoms we teach you about to look for. You get bloated afterwards. You feel tired after you eat certain foods, but not others. You feel headachy after you eat certain foods, but not others, right? You feel more hungry after you eat certain foods. Has anybody ever had that? You're hungry, you're starving, you sit down and you eat and then you're more hungry? That's because of a poor blood sugar response. So we're going to help you identify all that and then customize phase two, which is metabolic reset. We're going to start that on June 1. The magic of June 1 is I like to start my metabolic resets on the first day of the month. So any day of the month, you know what day you're on. So it's June 10th, you know you're on day 10. Now, you can choose to start it earlier, and we'll share with you how to do that. You can choose to start it later, but if you want to do it as a group, which has a lot of good energy, great. If you're having surgery, somebody said last night, traveling, you can try, but you can actually set your official first date for after that. No big deal. We're going to be here together for 3 months. So if you start on June 10th and finish on July 10th, that's fine. No problem. Then we're going to go into phase three. And phase three is the part that most people like to skip. I'm done, you know. And then you start to ease back into old habits, and then you start to backtrack. So transition and long-term planning. How do you start to introduce and test foods that maybe were making your sugar go up, like an apple somebody asked about? But maybe the apple's fine now because I've done this month of metabolic reset. And by the way, the metabolic reset is those five areas. We have activities we're going to have you follow in all five areas. Are you going to be perfect? No, I doubt it. But at anybody who's been perfect, right? Are there going to be slip-ups? Yes. It's what you do when those slip-ups occur that makes all the difference. You go, oh, wow, I had a slip-up. I'm going right back on the horse. As opposed to, well, I had a slip-up. And, you know, I ate some, you know, chocolate and it turned out it had sugar in it, raised my sugar. So I might as well just go on a binge tonight and start again tomorrow. No, it's, oh, I blew it on one thing. It was an accident or it was deliberate. And okay, I'm just going to go back on it. Okay, I'm just going to go back on it. And that long-term planning is important. I'm not going to go into details on it now because I don't want to overwhelm you. This is a picture of the Sweet Spot dashboard. You should have all gotten an email that has your user ID and your password and the URL to go to get into the site. If you haven't, please reach out to helpdesk@drritamarie.com, and we'll be happy to help you and help you to find it. My team on Help Desk can just look it up and say, okay, Barbara, here's your password. Here's your user ID. Okay, and they'll make sure that you can get in. All right, so once you get in, you're going to come to the Sweet Spot dashboard. You'll see it on the front page, and you'll click on Sweet Spot. And this is what it will look like, is this slide. In the middle, you'll see a video that I made. And it's a short video, maybe 10 to 20 minutes. I don't remember the exact length. But it's a shorter video so that it just takes you through the different parts of the site. If you don't feel like you need it, you're the type that just, like, log in, like my kids, right? Log into a new software program, poke around, push this button, that button, figure it out, and you're done. If you want to do that, fine. But for some people, like to have that step-by-step, I took you through it. So that's that. And then up at the top, I highlighted the calls and recordings page, and I'm going to show you what's on them, because that's where you can find all of the schedule of the upcoming calls and then the recordings of those calls after they're over. And then over on the right-hand side, it says extras. And I'm going to show you what a few of the extras are in that menu, because there's just a few extras that are there in other places in the program, but it makes it easy for you to go there. And then the bonuses will be listed there eventually. Not eventually, but soon. Down at the bottom, it talks about how there's a checklist at the end of modules, and you can just click them off. And when you finish one module, it opens up the second. Why do we do it that way? Well, there were a couple of ways we could have done it. One is we could have opened the modules up one at a time, 1 week at a time, and just said, okay, module 2 is ready, and you'd go, ah, I didn't finish module 1, okay, I'm behind, blah, 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 we don't want that. The second way is to just leave you so that everything's open, and you just get to go through it at your own pace. When we do that, people go, oh my God, there's too much stuff. Where do I start? Well, number one would be a good place to start, but it's overwhelming. It costs the nervous system. It makes the nervous system feel overwhelmed when there's a huge amount of stuff and you don't know what to choose. So the third way that we decided to do was to open up the whole thing of the foundations, and you can move through that at your own pace. You can go back and forth between the sections. I'll show you what that is. Oh, and we left open the metabolic reset just so you see where we're going with that. And then the other modules, once you finish foundations, you can proceed to module 1. Once you finish 2-1, you can go to 2, 3, and 4. There's some reason you need to have the sleep module open before the rest, because that's like your big issue. Just let us know. Let us know, and we'll fix that for you. Okay, so we're trying to accommodate without overwhelming you. Okay, so let me show you some of the details. This is our schedule. Right now there's 15 calls listed. One of them is complete and one of them is in process. Here's the complete one, here's the in process, but it just happened last night, so I took this picture before we had that. But what's gonna happen is you're gonna see these calls here, you're going to see them listed, and then what you're going to do is at the bottom of this page, it's going to have this little tag that says 2019, and then all the recordings will be there. It generally, with this platform, it probably will be pretty quick, but also, since we're using this platform, this Instant Teleseminar platform, if you miss a call or you want to go back and watch it, as soon as we're finished, that link will take you to the replay. Not the official replay that's on the site, but it will take you to the replay. And oh, by the way, if you look at the screen, you're going to see near where the chat and the question and answer is, you're going to see a link that says slides, kickoff call slides. And you can download those and do what you want with them. Most of them are pictures and not useful, but if you want to have a printout of the call schedule and check them off as we go through and put them on your calendar, that's what I highly recommend. You put them on your calendar. We do send reminders. But with the email delivery service deliverables, the way it's been, I wouldn't necessarily trust that. So, yeah, we're going to still do it, but I would highly recommend that you put them on your calendar. The next thing I wanted to show you, you see this extras thing, this drop-down. There's a bunch of stuff on there. There's the metabolic reset summary document. So you can actually look at that in advance and say, oh, this is what I'm going to be doing in a month. And there's also a link to videos. If you click on the food resources, I'm going to show you two different things on here. The very top one is a way for you to submit in advance questions that you want to address on the call. And I'm going to ask you for specific information that's going to help me hone in on what's going on with you. Because a lot of times people will ask a question that just says, this is happening, why? Tell me what to do. I'm going to ask you more questions. And if we're doing this back and forth, it takes a lot of time. So this particular document that we created gives you the ability to put in your name, your height, your weight, your age, your what weight you're looking towards. And then if you have any tests that you've recently done, hemoglobin A1C, insulin, fasting, glucose, any of that stuff you've had at a lab, you can put those in. If not, you can leave those fields blank. The only required fields are those with this little red star. So if you go, I don't have that information, just skip it. It'll let you save it. But you have to put in your name and your email address so we know how to identify you. There's another section for your home testing. So as you start to test your glucose, I'm going to ask you, what's your highest reading you've ever gotten? What's your lowest? What's your typical morning? What's your typical evening out before bed? So there's a bunch of questions like that. If you're testing ketones, there's a section for ketones. We're going to talk about ketones a bit later. And then if you're, then there's also a section that asks you about what time are you going to bed, how much sleep are you getting, how often are you doing some stress management techniques, how often are you exercising, how are you hydrating? I mean, various questions like that, okay? So we're going to ask you to do that. And then at the end of this, you'll hit submit and it'll come back and say, hey, if you want to upload a file, like say you've been using an Excel sheet or a Word doc to keep your diaries in, or you've taken a JPEG picture of a handwritten one, please write legibly, then you can actually upload that file, but it's in a separate little link you have to go to for that. And then I'll be able to look at that. Okay. And as we go through this, we may fine tune it, but this is the first time we've added this because again, I always try to accommodate what the issues are. But what I found was people would get on calls and not give me enough information or give me too much information. And then it just took a lot of time I can hone in and I can do laser coaching really quickly if I have the right information. So this is going to help you. So every time we have a call, if you have questions you want to ask, you want to know why did my sugar go up here and why did my sugar come down here, you're going to have to fill out this form and answer those questions. Okay? The next thing I wanted to show you is everybody's asking about the food and the recipes, and it's all there and it's unfolded at the right time. So it's not to overwhelm you, but we did create a page that's linked to from this extras link, and it just says food-related resources. When you come to this food-related resources, and I put the link on the slide, so if you're looking at the slides, we have them, you can know how to find that. But it's really easy. You just click on this over here, this extras, and you choose it. So on here, it has your menu planner. It has a recipe collection, and if you want to purchase, somebody says, a couple of people asked yesterday, is there a way to purchase it so I don't have to print it out? Yes, we have this beautiful binder, and it has dividers in it, and it has the menu planner and the recipe guide, and it's all in a three ring, because that way, you know, if a page gets messy, you can pull it out and print it out again. If you have some other recipes you've found in other places that you want to add, some recipes of your own, you can, you know, cross things out and write in there. Most of us like feel like we shouldn't do that in an official bound book. So it's a way for this to make this collection your own. If there's recipes you don't like, you put an X through them, you say, I don't like this. If you've made it, but you made variations, you could take notes in there and know that you always have access to the digital to go back. Also on here, I have the Hormone Hacking Break Your Fast menus, so that's how to start your day with breakfast. And I'm going to say here, it says in that book, some of you like to do intermittent fasting and not eat breakfast. And that's okay if you feel good. That's okay as long as you're not like grumpy and irritable and feeling awful and you feel better when you have breakfast. So I would ask you to test it out and see which way you feel better. I personally don't eat the breakfast. I tried the whole thing of eating first thing in the morning within an hour, and most people I will say that have gone through this program do really well with that, as long as you choose breakfasts that look like what's in this book. But then other people do better when they skip. A lot of people ask me, well, if I'm supposed to eat within an hour of getting up and I like to go exercise and I don't want to exercise on a full stomach, bend the rules, the guidelines, right? You don't have to be perfect. So if you do better with breakfast, but you do it at an hour and a half in or 2 hours in because you like to exercise first, then go for it, right? Just do it the way it should. Works best for you. There's also a ketones little booklet on, which has my famous chocolate bonbon recipe, the ketone promoting chocolate bonbons. And I will say that that recipe breaks one of my guidelines, which is not, don't use much oil. So you can always substitute whole coconut in there, but that particular recipe was made so you can stick it in the freezer, it hardens, and now you have a treat to keep you from the not so good treats. There's a bunch of other stuff in here. There's a more detailed shopping guide and a supplement guide. People have been asking about very detailed supplement guide. That supplement guide has not yet been updated as the original shopping guide, which I'll show you in a moment, has been to include our online portals that you can order from. So that will be done shortly, probably over the weekend or by next week. And then we have a healing kitchen, which is all the resources like what green powders do I use and what protein powders do I like and where do I get my essential oils and all the questions that I get asked. Okay? And then we have a food shopping guide, which gives you some lists if you like guidance in shopping for food. Personally, I'm a spontaneous, what looks good, bring it home, and then make whatever shows up. That's not how everybody works, and I'm fully aware of that. And then at the bottom of that page is a bunch of food prep videos to just keep going. Last year, we did these three Facebook Lives, and I posted them here because they had a lot of good stuff in it and good food stuff in it. And we'll be doing more Facebook Live type things. But know that if you're not on Facebook, no worries. We'll always post them on the website. Okay? So it's kind of fun to watch. Some of these are me and some of them are me and colleagues and friends. Breathe. Okay. So right now I've just gone through a lot. I have a little bit more to go through and then I want to answer your questions. So I want you to put your hand over your heart, your hand over your belly, and just take some long, slow, deep breaths and say out loud, unless you're at work, in which case you don't have to, just say it to yourself, I am worth it. I am worth it. I'm going to take this one step at a time. It's freeing to know all the information's there. It's not overwhelming, it's freeing because somebody has my back. And take a couple of breaths. And then we'll move on. Again, I want to honor your time. Once you get in, people say, where do I go? I get into the site. Where do I go? Start with a module called Foundations. And this is what Foundations look like. And guess what? It says, get started. That's where you start. And there are simple things like, you know, join the Facebook group and here's how to navigate the website and make my user, my emails safe so that my emails don't end up in your spam. Simple stuff. Every single one of these is a three-step, except for one or two. They're a little bit longer. So I try to keep it simple, like do these three steps. So let's talk about prepare for success. Okay, why is it not moving? There we go. Oh, before I move on to that, at the end of the foundations module is this list of all the different sections. Get started, prepare for success, order supplies, etc. And as you finish them, you check them off. Once you check them off, you're going to see a message like that that says, congratulations, Susie. You've successfully completed the sweet spot foundations. And then you'll be able to go and open up module one. Right? So I want you to know that. And that's at the end of each module, module one, module two, module three. Module four, module five has that. So to prepare for success is not what you think. It's not to go and buy a blood sugar meter, and it's not to go and start certain foods and stop certain foods. It's about taking actions to commit to the outcome. What is it you want to have happen at the end of this? I'm wanting to release 10 pounds so I can fit into this beautiful dress, so I can wear it to my daughter's wedding. Wow, that's motivating and inspiring. What's your commitment? Speak it out loud. Get somebody on the Facebook group or in your personal life to know what your commitment is. What do you want to achieve at the end of this program? I would highly recommend that you get a nice piece of paper and you write it out there in big letters. You can decorate it and keep it where you're going to see it. Keep it near the refrigerator if food is a temptation for you. Right? Keep it where you're going to see it. The next section is on really getting in touch with what's important to you, your values, your visions, and your goals. There's the advanced version of it where there's three sections, or there's the mini version. Listen to the little recording and then go ahead and do whatever you have the time for, but don't skip it. We created the shorter version because people say, I don't have time for this. I just want to get on to the food. Breathe. And you will get to the food. And then post your commitment and make it silly. So it's simple steps. It's not hard. And then we have the get your supplies. Originally, we had these into less sections and there was more packed in. And when I went back through, I went, this could be overwhelming. I could see that. So we set it up so that there's just three steps in order to get your supplies. What do you really need? So there's a booklet, and I'll show you what that booklet looks like on the next page. And it has a list of three supplements that we find that people, and when they take them at the beginning, it's optional, you don't have to, but it speeds up the dissolution of the cravings. You know, like, I try not to eat sugar, but I keep getting the cravings. It will help you because these are going to help to reset some of the insulin receptors. They're not magic. You can't do it without the food, but it's a good head start. And then getting a glucose meter, and I've got this beautiful chart that I put together based on testing for a week, poking my fingers a couple hundred times a day, testing 10 meters, more than that actually, threw a few in the trash, and then put the best ones on that list. If you want to simplify it, you just get Keto Mojo, and I put a link there to where you can get the Keto Mojo. It's in the book. All right, and then the final one is get some staple foods. Like, there's a few listed in there. There's simple things, and I'll show you what they are on the next page. Okay, so the supplies to get you started, this is what the front of the booklet looks like. You can print it out. It's about 10 pages. It's not very long. And it's got the list of these craving crushers. It talks to you about why I'm recommending them. And it gives you some access to places, brands and such that I like. So you can go through that and find that. We talk, one of these is a DHA, is an omega-3 fat, right? And the omega-3 fat is important for helping to restore sensitivity to your insulin receptors and also to bring inflammation down. So there's also dietary omega-3 fats, which we talk about a little in there, chia seeds or flax seeds or hemp seeds and other things like that. The other thing I think is a real important thing, many of you, not all of you, tolerate green powders, so if you don't, fine, but there are many that you can tolerate. There's even some simple ones like kale powder, broccoli sprout powder. But the reason for the green powder is you're transitioning your diet. Maybe you have some digestive stuff that doesn't allow you to eat as many greens. Maybe you're not used to eating greens and you're transitioning. And the soils are depleted. So it just gives you a little extra insurance in terms of micronutrients. And we explain to you why greens in the nutrition part of the module. That is, you know, it's loaded with antioxidants and minerals and vitamins that you don't necessarily get elsewhere. I also listed protein powder. And if you've tried every protein powder under the sun and it doesn't work for you, then fine. But I would say you probably want to do simple ones if you have an aggregated gut. And I would invite you to look at Sasha Inchi as a simple one because it's not a common food in our society. So the protein powder is because it helps with the healing of any kind of damage, any kind of inflammation, helps with the healing of the gut. But also, many of you are coming in with low stomach acid and the inability to actually absorb the protein well from your food. So protein powders or amino acid powders are things that you can help. Plus, you know, and this is getting a little bit more advanced, and we talk about this in one of the bonuses on the gut, is the bitters and zinc will help your body to make more HCL. And then fermented beetroot powder, I've just discovered this recently, helps with the bile flow, and it works really well together with the bitters. So those are things to consider, right? You don't have to do them, but those are things to consider. If you have a sweet tooth and you're used to making things with honey and molasses and all this other stuff, even if you don't do white sugar, a low glycemic sweetener is going to be something you want to experiment with. So there's Lohan, there's stevia. For some people, the sugar alcohols work. My favorite would be erythritol there. The xylitol tends to cause some gut irritation to a lot of folks. And then if you are kicking a soda habit or an iced tea habit or a lemonade habit or something where you're like, you need your liquid to taste, then you can just get some essential oils and flavor your water. I mean, there's lemon, there's peppermint, I have basil, ginger, all sorts of them. And I can just like make my water taste really good. Okay. So those are just a few things. Breathe. Those are the first two parts. So we're 25% of the way through foundations. If you've been in and you haven't done those, just start there. You can even tune out. Go get a, take a break while I go through the rest of this and come back and watch it later. I don't want to overwhelm you. But you can, there's some assessments that you can do on yourself. A little questionnaire on insulin resistance to see what your score is. Again, mandatory, no, but it's a nice thing to do at the beginning so you know what your scores are and you know if you're improving. So there's a five little questionnaires that you can do that will tell you how you're doing in fitness, how you're doing in sleep, how you're doing in nutrition, how you're doing in stress, how you're doing on the timing. So it gives you a place to go. And then in 3 months, you can redo these, or in 1 month, you can redo these and see how much you've progressed. Then finally, you have some body measurements. So you really, it's hard to use the scale as your primary body measurement. Maybe you're at the right weight, but there's a little extra pudge around the middle, and you, maybe your weight doesn't shift at the end of the program, but the pudge in the middle goes away, and maybe you built some muscle, right? So want to get some measurements so we have a baseline and you know where you're starting from. And then this is totally optional. Some people are uncomfortable with it, but I highly recommend that you take a picture, a before picture, from the side and from the front. You don't have to share it with anybody. If you want to share it with us, that's great. We give you the option. Do you want us to share this or just hold on to it behind the scenes? So we get to see where you're coming from. And it helps me to see who everybody is, but totally optional. Highly recommend that you take the picture, and you can shove it in your sock drawer. Don't let anybody see it till the end. But then when you take it out at the end and you take the after pictures in the same positions, and you go, oh my God, I can't believe how much I've changed. Like the ones that Marsha posted to Facebook a couple of days ago. And then the other optional is the testing. And people are asking me, do I have to get this testing done in Canada? It's hard. No, you don't. Again, it's to get a baseline. And I've given you some tools. I've given you places where you can order them. But unfortunately, outside the U.S., it's kind of hard to get these tests done because they don't have direct access. Some of them do. I think in England they do. But and anybody who knows of places to get labs done direct access in, or practitioners who are willing to order them, please post. If you're in a foreign country and you have that information, post it into the Facebook group so that others know. And then I have some advanced tools. These are for the geeks among you. No, don't bother with this if you don't know. I'm not going to go through explaining them, but these are ways to get some baseline measures, the HOMA score and the hemoglobin A1C, comparing it to blood sugar. Testing your glucose. Such an amazing tool, and it causes fear in people. It's a tiny little pinprick, very small. I show it to you in this picture. I do a little video of me testing my own and see if you can get up the courage. If you want to and you're scared, come to a call, open up your line and say, can you walk me through it? Okay? Can you walk me through it? We can do it. I've done that a lot of times, and people go, yay, I did it for the first time, and then they get addicted to they love the information. Somebody else asked in one of the questions I saw earlier was, how often should we be testing this? This is the page that gives you all that information. It tells you how to chart it, how close together to space it. In the beginning, you're spacing it quite often. You're going to do beginning of the day, right before your meal, right, like 15 minutes after, 30 minutes after, 45 minutes after, an hour, until you get into a pattern and see you have a rhythm. That almost always your high point is at 45 minutes, for example. The goal of the testing is to see how high your sugar goes before it starts to come down. So that's why testing it regularly at the beginning really is helpful. But then if you realize that no matter what I eat, I always peak at 45 minutes, so then you test it before your meal and you test it at 45 minutes. And if it goes higher than we recommend, then that's a food you want to consider staying away from. It's a kind of a three strikes you're out if it's borderline. So say I say to you, I'd like you to keep your foods all at 110, and you do, you eat some carrots and it goes to 112. I wouldn't throw carrots out at that point, but try carrots a few more times. If it does, if you eat a food and it goes up to 170, you know, like you eat bread and it goes up to 170, which we highly don't recommend on this program, then the bread is out the window. And you're going to have this, we're going to create a yes, no, maybe program or protocol. We have lists when we get to the metabolic reset. And I have a picture of that at the end. Test Your Glucose Part 2, I have a video on how to record it. We have a mini tracking chart, which just tracks the glucose and the food. And then we have a maxi one where we can track some of the other symptoms. For those of you who don't want to test, you can track the symptoms at those different times as well. And there's the links to the documents. I always give you Excel plus a PDF. For those of you who like to work online and you're comfortable with it, you can just type your stuff into an Excel sheet. Or you can take the PDF and print it. I'm a geek, but I chose, when I started doing this myself, was to just print them all out and keep track of it. Every time I tested, I wrote it down. Whatever works for you is good. So there's the mini versions, there's the detailed versions, and then there's a couple of other extra things for you on the glucose testing. One is a just detailed description, step by step, of how to test yourself at home. Like step by step by step. You can watch the videos or you can read it or you could do both. There's a conversion tool, international units to US. We are the only ones that use US. Canada, Europe, Australia all use the international. So it tells you how to do that. Because if you hear me talk about 110, what the heck is 110? Well, okay, 110 is a 6.2. Oh, I get it. Right? So there's a chart there and you can look at that. And then there's a final really advanced geeky one if you want to really know how this works. If you're a health coach, if you're a doctor, a nurse, and you really want to get into more detail, or you're just a very curious body owner, and then that's a good one that shows you the patterns and explains to you the rationale. But if you're okay with me giving you the basics and just doing it, then that's fine too. Breathe. We've made it through the getting ready, we've made it through the assessments, learning how to do the glucose, and know that it's going to take some time for you to master it. Now I'm going to give you a few habits that you can start. I highly recommend that before you move away from start foundational habits into the more nutritional and more advanced ones, that you master these four steps, okay? One at a time, do a 30-second burst of exercise. Now, if you're a triathlete or you're a marathon runner, you already have a good exercise program in. Read it. Continue to refine that and add some of these bursts to what you're already doing. Drink water. So many people are dehydrated, and so many of the blood sugar swings come from dehydration, and so many of the, I feel lightheaded, comes from dehydration. I give you a water schedule. Work on it. Get it down. It's critical. You can't go through this program, and at the end I say to you, well, you know, my blood sugar is still going high. How much water are you drinking? Well, I'm still working on it. I'm drinking 2 cups a day. Mm-mm. No. Sign up for the Transforming Stress, what I brought you through at the beginning. The very first of these messages is going to be a 30-minute one, so I explain the process. You have to get to go through that every day thereafter. It's 5 minutes or less. And I'm just going to take you through a reminder, take you through the process, and build on it as the month goes on, some of the more advanced techniques there. Highly recommend you do that right away. So even if you're not, you haven't been through some of the others, you can actually skip to this and click on that. And then as far as your bedtime, if you're an early to bedder, you've got this. If you're going through this, you go, I have 3 out of 4, just work on the fourth one and then you move on, right? But we want to get the foundations down first. So if you're going to bed at 2 a.m. and I'm asking you to move it back so that you go to bed at 11, don't do it in one fell swoop unless you think your body can handle it. Move it back by 30 minutes, 15 minutes every couple of days until you get there. It's really hard to say, okay, I'm used to going to bed at 2 and now I have to go to bed at 10. I don't think so. Okay, so that's your foundational habits. Then there's foundational nutrition, right? So you can start eating some of the foods that improve your insulin sensitivity. And guess what? Two of my favorite foods are in there, chocolate and avocado. And guess what? I put them together and I say, I just had a decadent dessert with a little bit of stevia or lohan, and I just made myself a dessert that balances my blood sugar. Yippee-i-oh for me. Okay, there's a lot of really basic foods in there. There's some foods maybe you haven't tried yet and you want to. There's also the shopping list, again, getting comfortable with the shopping list of how to stock your pantry if you need that. And then I have some booklets that I put together, the Breaking Your Overnight Fast. That was on that other page I told you that had the collection of everything related to nutrition. But start with breakfast or skip breakfast, but use that book even if your breakfast is at noon or two, okay? Even if you're doing a 16 or 18 or 20-hour fast, use the process of balancing your nutrition in the morning with a source of omega-3, a source of something green for all the nutrients, a source of protein, and that doesn't have to be bacon and eggs. My protein is hemp seeds or walnuts or yogurt, which hits two of them. I have cashew or coconut yogurt because one of the other things is probiotic. So I have those five components, right? A good source of fat, a good source of protein, greens, probiotic, and what's the fifth one? What's that? Fiber. Fiber. I did it. My breakfast today. A green smoothie with some avocado in there and some hemp seeds and my coconut yogurt. I hate it, right? So it doesn't have to be a whole bunch of meals. But in that booklet, I love that booklet because we have 19 pages and we have menus and we have recipes. So don't start with the big 250-page book. Start with this stuff. That's why it's in the foundational nutrition part. And then there's the guidelines for stocking a healthy kitchen you can download, and you can watch a few videos if you want to. So that's the foundational pieces. And then make sure you choose your fats properly, because that's where I see so many people get into trouble. They either eat too much or too little fat, or they eat the wrong kinds of fat. So I'm a big fan of no oil. Doesn't mean I 100% of the time don't eat oil. Sometimes there's some olive oil on something I've put together or my husband's put together, I've had at a store. And I do use a little coconut oil in my bonbons. But stay away from margarine and mayonnaise and all those vegetable oils that are sitting on the shelf at the store. They're bad for you. They're oxidized. They're going to create problems with free radicals, inflammation, and this is what we're trying to avoid. Ease yourself off. And oils in small amounts would be a little olive on a salad or coconut that can be lightly heated, or flax oil on a salad is what's the best. But if you're overweight, avoid the oil because it's just going to add calories. If you're underweight, add the oils because it's going to add calories and you may have a very high metabolic rate. And then the best whole food fats that I think of, avocado and olives and coconut and chia and hemp and flax seeds and the omega-3 rich nuts like walnuts. And macadamia nuts are fine and cashews are fine. They're not on either side of the omega issue. And when you get into the advanced module on nutrition, then you're going to learn about fats and how to balance them and get access to a spreadsheet. For now, just let's make sense of choosing our fats wisely. This next piece is, I'm not going to go through each of these. This is once you've finished all the other pieces, you're really doing well, you're incorporating things, and you want to jump into some more, then you can jump into these activities. This is going to be happening. All of this foundations module is going to be what you're doing over the next month. And if you're ahead of the game, you can move on. But this is the stuff I would anticipate that you're doing to establish these routines, to get into good habits before we do the metabolic reset. And then for fitness, I repeated the 30-second burst and then start adding some other exercise. For nutrition, you're going to keep drinking your water. But this is an important one, is the digestion-enhancing eating strategies. So read through that so that you're actually digesting the food you eat to make it go a long way. And then the third one in nutrition is to start making some greens. And I give you a lot of resources to play around with making green things. And then with the stress, we talked about the transforming stress, and then work to practicing those mini vacations at least once a day, but twice a day, then three times a day, and work your way up to five. And then sleep, I talked about moving your bed back, try to get towards 11 o'clock, but also make sure that you leave 12 hours between your last meal and your first meal, and get at least 7 to 8 hours of sleep. This is going to take some work. If you're having trouble falling asleep, we have lots and lots of resources on the sleep page to help you. And finally, the timing. stop eating at least 3 hours before bedtime. But if you're the type that you have to eat right up to bedtime or else you you can't sleep, then I would highly recommend that what you do is you just, again, using the 15-minute rule, move it back 15 minutes. And then start to space your meals. Some people wrote in that, yeah, but when I start to space my meals, I feel agitated, I feel palpitations. You went too fast. So again, use the 15-minute. If you're used to eating every 2 hours, move it to 2 hours and 15. Do that for a few days, let your body get used to it, and start to space it out. Exceptions to this would be if you're pregnant or nursing, don't try to space your meals out. Just eat good, solid foods from the foods that restore insulin sensitivity list. And if you're way underweight and you have a high metabolic rate, then you're probably going to have to keep eating on a regular basis. But it's what you eat that makes a huge difference in how much insulin you're going to be secreting. How are we doing, guys? I'm not looking at the chat right now. All right, so this is the end. In the 30-day metabolic reset, we're going to put all that stuff together that we just talked about, and we're going to create this amazing 30 days of keeping your levels, your blood sugar levels, as low as we can. And by the way, for some of you who start out diabetic with high numbers, it's not going to be the 110 right away, but you're going to keep moving backwards and backwards and backwards and getting better and better. And again, check in with your doctor if you're on medication because you may need less of it. And that's that chart I told you about. So you can print this chart out, but on that extras menu, you'll see metabolic reset guidelines. If you print that out and start to look at it and start to follow it and start to identify foods, start to eliminate all the foods to avoid throughout this month. And then in the foods that are in the yellow, you can eat them during the metabolic reset as long as they keep your blood sugar under 110. If you're diabetic, probably not a good idea to be eating them because they're going to raise your blood sugar too much. And then the foods in the green, you're going to cross out anything you're allergic to or sensitive to or can't stand or it's against your religion, and you're going to come up with this plan for eating. Now, I'm just going to say not every single green leafy vegetable or water-soluble, water high water content vegetable is listed here on this list. So I highly recommend that if there's any doubt about a particular food, like I think mushrooms might, well, this is an older list, but the one that's on the site is newer. But if there's any doubt, just ask. But if it's a green, a leafy vegetable, and I didn't list it, like tot soy, or I've got arugula there, but there's others, right? So if I don't list it and it's a green leafy vegetable, it's okay, right? If it's a high water content vegetable, it's going to be okay. All right. And questions, yay. So I haven't been looking at the chat as I went along because yesterday it made us go way longer because I kept stopping to answer your questions. So I'm happy to answer your questions. Somebody asked ghee again. I'm a big fan of no ghee because I'm a big fan of no dairy. I just don't think it's the best food for you. If you tolerate it, if it works for you, but it's again, it's a fractured food. It's not a whole food. It's just oil. So is it better than eating regular butter? Sure. Is it better than margarine? Sure. Is it better than vegetable oil? Sure. Ideally, though, I think it's probably not a good idea. All right. And Sarah wants to know, what's the blood sugar target range? Ideally, it's under 110. And you just start to test now and see where you're at. I highly recommend that you start to test if you haven't already. Just start to test on your regular diet. What do you usually get? And then start to make the shifts. Okay? Yeah. So I'm going to look in the Q&A, and I'm going to look to see. And Lynn, if there's a lot here in this chat. Mariella, the specific questions are intended here. And if unless you – so there was an option to go for a private coach. And if you've got a lot of very specific needs, I highly recommend that you look. There's a link in the email I sent out today. Click on that and sign up for a coaching call. Now, we're not going to be able to give everybody in this program personalized coaching attention, learn your history and all that, because we would have had to have a much higher investment fee for this because we have to hire people to do it. But we did create that ability either to do one coaching call or 3 whole months of it. So I highly recommend that. But any questions that you have, no, you're not able to write people questions. You can do it in your journals and you can do it on the Facebook group. Yeah. But the journals, let me just talk about them. I didn't show you a picture, but at the end of every module, there's a journal and you click it and you tell our, he says, how are you doing with this? What are you struggling with? And if you have questions or problems, then you're going to do that there. Now, Mariella, again, you're asking about fruits. Again, it's going to be up to you, right? If we look at this chart, there's the fruits are in this test and see how it goes for you. Personally, when I first started this, pineapple made my sugar go to 165. You think I ate it? Blueberries made my sugar go to 135. So my metabolic reset had no fruit. Now I can eat pineapple as long as I eat it with a whole lot of salad. I can eat blueberries on their own even, and I'm okay. But it's really what you need. So Mariella and anybody else, the email that I sent out about the extra calls that Lynn is doing, I also had a link to if you wanted to get the physical copy of the book, you can do that. And if you wanted to sign up for coaching, there are some places in the site, and Lynn will show you that during the site tour. If you're going to be doing that, she'll show you that during that. Yeah, so in the middle column, the yellow column, for some people, those cause them to go through the roof. And for some people, it keeps them steady. So it's up to you to test and see. All right. And I recommend if you're not testing your glucose and coming up with which ones raise and which ones don't, that during the 30-day metabolic reset, you only eat from the green column. And that's what gives people incentive to get their testing because what happens is they go, well, I'm really limited now. I've got to eliminate all these foods. Yeah, if you really want to be successful here, and then you can start adding them back. But as you start to see the waistline go down and you start to see the brain fog lift, it's totally worth it. The supplements are, yes, in the startup supplement guide, lists the suggested amounts. Even on my slide here, I showed you that. As far as time of day, with the chromium, you can do 400 micrograms twice a day. You can do 200 micrograms 4 times a day. You can do it with meals. I kind of recommend people do it with meals. Magnesium is good to do at bedtime because it helps. Somebody's just opened up their line.
I did.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah.
I wanted to say something real quickly. One is, you know, you were talking about how people feel limited in what they can eat. If you actually look at what people eat who eat a standard American diet, they're already limited. They may be limited to pasta or bread or pizza or just actually what you see here in this list is a huge range than what most people get to choose from. So, right. And that's part of that mindset that you talk about, look at all you get to eat. Wow, this is amazing. And so I just wanted to share that because
yeah, thank you for that. Because that's super important, yeah. Right? And if you look at the recipe guide, there's 250 pages in there. And there's desserts and there's main dishes and there's all kinds of cheeses and dips and everything. And can you eat everything in that? Maybe not. Maybe your gut doesn't tolerate it. Maybe you have an allergy to some of it. But you're going to figure out pretty quickly what you can do and what you can't do for your blood sugar, but also your overall well-being. And when you start to feel like amazing, then it's going to be worth it. Totally.
And then the other piece of that, because people are talking about fruit and sweet tasting and everything, and foundations. The most foundational thing you can do is to chew your food. And when you chew your food thoroughly enough, it actually has a sweet taste to it. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted, those are the only other things I wanted to mention.
And there's a scientific reason for that. There's an enzyme that your mouth produces called salivary amylase. And the amylase will help start to break down starches, which starches are in vegetables as well. So it starts to break down that carbohydrate into sugar. Right. But because you're eating it with all the fiber, the sugar goes slowly into your bloodstream. Plus, if you go to the dessert section, there are wonderful natural sweeteners that you can use that are without calorie and won't raise your blood sugar for most people. And that's like stevia, lohan, and erythritol for those who don't have any digestive issues that would preclude it. So the amount of foods are amazing. You're going to start to see people posting their foods. I highly recommend you make some recipes and post them. But start slowly. Go through each of the sections and foundations one at a time and build on your repertoire. Build on your new habits.
And I apologize for interrupting your discussion of magnesium.
No, that's okay. So that's fine. So magnesium was just, bedtime is good, especially if you have trouble sleeping and especially if you tend to be constipated, and you can actually titrate your dose up to help you to have that first morning bowel movement with the magnesium. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to go to the Q&A and see. What time is it? 2:30? Okay. I'm going to take questions for about 10 minutes and we'll have plenty of time. Okay, so Dottie will answer all those questions about when you test it, go to the ketone testing, the blood sugar, and we haven't talked about ketones yet, and we will. First thing in the morning, for ketones, I only measure once a day, sometimes twice a day, and then for the blood sugar, the way we mentioned it in there, and I talked about it earlier. Dottie. Yes. All Dottie asked about, and I'll clarify this for other people, the link that I sent you in an email was to get a physical copy of the booklets to your door. And you can easily just print it all out yourself and put it in a binder, but some people don't want it. I mean, it costs us, because we don't, like, keep them on the shelf, we do it on demand. So it's more expensive, but it's, you know, a lot of people have done it, and they love it, and they say it's worth it. Jamie, so I'm going to ask everybody that has questions about when to test the blood sugar and how high should it go to watch that module, go to that module and watch some of the videos and read it. And then if you still have questions next time, to answer it. Because here's the thing, we put together a program that's chock full of information. And I don't want to have to repeat the information on these calls. I want to clarify the information and then help you to apply it. Donna, in your answer to your fruit was okay if you keep fats to 10% of your diet, your response is, my response is, test it. Everybody's different. Everybody's different. There'll be guidelines for those without a gallbladder. There is some of that in the bonus gut stuff, but guidelines for those without a gallbladder, go slow and easy with the fats. Make sure that you're testing food, you're using enzymes with your meals, enzymes that have a good amount of lipase. And some people do well with the, bile salts. So it's experimentation with that. And we have a whole section of that in the digestive part. All right, so let's see. Linda Liu, protein powder versus collagen. Collagen is a specific type of protein powder. Collagen comes from the bones and the tissues of an animal. You do have to be very careful in getting that because, you know, how has the animal been treated, raised, contaminated versus not? And even organically raised animals, they're going to concentrate. They're going to concentrate heavy metals in their bones. So, and it's just in the environment, even if they're, you know, perfectly grown. So I'm not a big fan of collagen versus vegetable proteins. But it depends on the quality. There may be some good ones out there. Just you have to be super, super careful. Elmer, Lynn, would you take down, there's a question here from Sandy, Elmer and Sandy. Looks like you have some questions for help desk and didn't get a response. So it may not have gotten delivered because they usually respond within a very short period of time, like within a day. So if it was 2 weeks ago. So Lynn, I'm going to give you in chat, I'm going to copy this. and I'm actually going to put it into the chat for our help desk folks.
Okay. Because I know I worked with Christina especially on those questions. So check your spam folder to see if maybe something went there by mistake. Because I know I worked, your name stood out, so check there. But I'll definitely let Christina know.
Yeah, okay. I just sent her a text. Yeah, because she's usually very good about that. So it's usually an email delivery problem. Oh, beautiful. Elmer and Sandy, you love our place as we look at the mountains continually. Absolutely gorgeous. Yeah, so that's the appreciation piece that you can bring in. Wow, this is so awesome. Audrey says, my blood sugar average 2 weeks ago was 145 with the lowest for the last 6 months at 125. Now I'm recording sugars of 109, 110, and 111. Very happy with the change. Way to go. Yay. This is Linda Lou. If you're not on medication, your blood sugar goes too low, meaning you start to get shaky and jittery and you take it and it's dropping. I would say in the book, The Menu Planner, there's something called the snack attack strategy, but you want something that has some sugar in it that's going to get in there, but not something that's going to rapidly rise it. So I wouldn't do juice. I wouldn't do sugar, but you might get a piece of fruit like an apple or some blueberries, and that can bring it up. And then just pay attention to that and keep testing your sugar and see if you can get it up into the 80 range. Sora says, if I don't want to lose weight, why do I need to pay attention to ketones? You don't. You don't need to pay attention to ketones. This is not about being in ketosis, but naturally people go into a mild nutritional ketosis. The extras on ketones is just for people who want that. But yeah, if you don't have to pay attention, I think we got to get your A1C down. You will, as you lower your glucose and start to eat in a different way, you will naturally have your ketones go up. But no need to pay any attention. Marcia in Pasadena, I'm desperate need of emotional stability. I'm diabetic and need to help. That's why you're here. Awesome. And you can hear the present. Everybody, don't worry, we record everything, and we give you recordings of everything. Jamie, this is all on the glucose page, so I will answer this because it may be a common problem. What's the ideal fasting blood sugar? Between 75 and 85 would be really nice. Lower than that is great. If you're doing intermittent fasting, you may start to have lower than that. And then higher than 85, you start to, I would ideally say 85. 89, is what I list, but 85 is really ideal if you want my opinion. What should it be 1, 2, and 3 hours after a meal? At 2 hours after a meal, it should be back to fasting. 3 hours after a meal, same thing. At 1 hour after a meal, 110 or below. Audrey, talk about the use of chia seeds to lower blood sugar. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I remember Dr. Arm saying that chia seeds could lower blood sugar within 20 minutes, but they're on the food list under moderate amounts. What? Chia seeds should not be under moderate amounts. Chia seeds should be, I don't see chia under moderate amounts. Sorry. Chia is on the foods to consume regularly. Yeah, and if you read the booklet that's in there, that's the foods that can help with insulin resistance, we tell you all the mechanisms there. Yep, yep.
So I think on the chia seed, what she's saying, if you look at that, so under the green foods to consume regularly, then there is the unlimited non-starchy vegetable column, the moderate amount column, and the include often column. In the green.
Oh, I see. Yeah, it's because they're higher in fat. You don't. Okay, so unlimited amounts. You can sit down with a big bowl of kale and eat the whole bowl. You can eat a whole head of kale. You can eat a whole head of broccoli. But if you eat a whole pound of chia seeds or hemp seeds or nuts or seeds, they're good for you in smaller amount, in normal amounts. But they're not. That's not the normal amounts that we eat. Yeah. So you can eat pretty much as you want, but it's going to limit. Like if you just eat chia all day, if you eat these huge quantities, it's, you know, like any other fat, it could be too much. I see what you mean. Yeah. Yep. Good thing. Yeah. And Kelly, I answered your question, Kelly Mark, how important it is to have the pre-A1C and fasting insulin. No, I mean, it's just nice to have. Okay? All right. That's all I see on the questions. Let's see. Elma and Sandy say thank you. Yeah, we'll make sure you get it taken care of. When you say if your blood sugar is lower than 110, how soon do you test after eating? Okay, Jamie, go to the page that says test your glucose. It's all listed there. There's a video about it, and it goes and it tells you exactly how to do that. Donna, I heard fruit was okay. Yeah, we answered that one already. And it's all about customizing it to you. I tried that Graham diet, that 80-10-10 diet. I thought, this is awesome. I get to eat fruit all day. It's wonderful. By the afternoon of the first day, all I did was crave food, crave fruit. I wanted more and more and more and more. I tried it for 2 or 3 days. I felt awful. I felt lightheaded. It wasn't good for me. I found what works for me. Lots and lots of greens, moderate amounts of, or small amounts of fruit, and moderate amounts of nuts and seeds. Whole foods, plant-based. So keeping your fats under 10% could actually be dangerous for some folks. Not enough fat to make hormones. Not enough fat to coat the brain and to make myelin sheaths. So we have to find the right amount for each person. So test.
We have quite a few people who want to make sure that you have been outside.
That I've been outside?
Yeah. Okay. They're over the last few days even. They're taking care of it.
For a run. Good. The day before I was out. What was yesterday, Monday or Tuesday? Yesterday was Tuesday. Monday I was outside. I had exercised in the morning with weights, so I didn't want to go for a run and didn't have a lot of time, so I just went out and sat in the yard.
Sunday you did the Facebook Live from your waterfall? Well, I call it your waterfall.
Facebook Live from my waterfall. Saturday was probably the day I had the least amount of time, but I ate outside. I ate my lunch and I traveled, but I was outside for an hour eating lunch on Saturday. Friday, I went for a run. Oh, and I went for a run in the morning. So I had a lot of outdoor time on Saturday. And on Friday, I went for a run in the morning. And then that late afternoon, we went for like a 2 or 3 mile hike. Beautiful hike in Northern California. And then Thursday, I did a hike again to a lake in California. Wednesday was probably the only day that I didn't get much outdoor time because I got up super, super early. No, I did get outdoor time because when I arrived at my retreat, I was at a business marketing retreat, and I went there, and the first thing we did when we got there was we sat outside in the yard. And so I've been getting a lot of outdoor time. So far today, none, but I'll get out there soon. All right, guys, I think that's it. Okay, so you're trying to access recipes, menus, and food prep under extras. And, okay, we're going to take this down and make sure that the permissions have been set for the new group. Lynn, I'm going to put this into your chat, and you can look at it later. Somewhere. Okay, I'm just going to put this in with them. Yeah, so we'll make sure we get that taken care of. Yes, I just answered Catherine about your question about the gallbladder. I answered that a few minutes back. Maybe you stepped out for a few minutes, but it basically said enzymes, and you and I chatted about this, digestive enzymes high in the lipase, and then not eating too much fat at one meal, just finding your tolerance. Everybody's a little bit different. And then if you need bile salts, you can always do bile salts. All right. The riverfront was amazing. Incredible views of New York City. Lovely. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And Catherine, you and I saw each other over the weekend. You know I had a lot of outdoor time because you were there. Keto Mojo is a glucose and a ketone meter. Yep. All right. Did I understand correctly that an ebook has been sent by email? No, all the ebooks are on the site. By email, I sent an email that said, hey, Lynn's going to do this special site orientation and take you through step by step on the site and help you with getting through it. And if you wanted to buy the physical copy that we would mail to you of the recipe guide and the menu planner, that you can do that, click the link. I would say, be aware that we send you regular messages with this program and that there's not been really good deliverability. So we're hoping that you're getting them. And when they come into your system, create a folder on your computer that's just for Sweet Spot and just put all the emails from Sweet Spot. Even if you don't have time to read it then, just put them into that one folder so you can go back to. Diane wants to test a single food like grapefruit. Do I need to test using the 5-hour method? No, if you want to just test a single food, you test it until you hit the peak and then until it comes back down to close to where it started. Yay. Suze S. says, thanks so much. I heard learned so much. Can't wait to get started. Yay. All right. Ooh, some of you studied with Coochie. Oh, that's Lynn. Yeah. Good. All right. I don't have time to read all of these, Lynn. I'm assuming that you would throw some out at me. I think you've been handling the comments there. I want to let everybody go, and I have another call in 10 minutes. So I want to get outside, like you guys mentioned to me. And thanks for asking about me. So just sending lots of good support and love and calmness. And we got this, guys. You got it. I've seen people who have, you know, gone through debilitating autoimmune diseases, debilitating types of, you know, pain events, medications, turned them around in the period of 30 days. And it's not me that turns them around. It's you that does it. So the more you can stick with what we're teaching you, the more that you can just trust, the better it is. So Catherine says, yes, you did. It was beautiful. It was gorgeous there, wasn't it? It was so beautiful. We went to this river. That was a rushing river, the Yuba, right? That was the Yuba River. And it was this rushing, beautiful river and this nice steep trail that led up to it and these beautiful vistas. And it was heavenly, heavenly, heavenly. Yeah. I hate leaving these calls because I love to read your stuff, but there'll be plenty of time. This is the first, really, of many. So I look forward to talking to you guys next week. I look forward to hearing your feedback. Please do attend Lynn's call. She'll take you, again, it takes repetition. She'll take you through the site. She'll take you through all the stuff. You can actually ask questions as she goes, what's that and what's that? And she can click on things and you can see what actual things look like. Okay? Thank you, everybody. I'm going to open up the lines and I will let everybody say goodbye to each other.
Goodbye.